Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective old-school tension moves in drum and bass, the retro rave breakdown rewind moment. And I want to be clear right away, because this is where a lot of people go wrong. This is not just about throwing in a cheesy reverse effect and calling it a day. In Jungle, Ragged ENB, and Darker Rollers, a rewind is a memory device. It says, hold up, something just happened there, and then it pulls the crowd back for a second before launching forward again. That little pause in pressure is exactly what makes the next drop hit harder. We're going to build this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only, and we're aiming for a 4-to-8 bar breakdown that feels like classic sound system energy, but still sits cleanly in a modern arrangement. So let's set the scene. First, place the rewind moment at a musically meaningful boundary. Usually that means bar 16, 32, 48, or 64, depending on the length of your tune. The key idea is phrase logic. You want the listener to feel momentum building, then interrupt that momentum on purpose. If you drop a rewind in the middle of nowhere, it feels random. If you place it right before a drop or switch up, it feels like a real DJ move. Think like a selector. Think tension. Think anticipation. Now, before we start reversing things, build a little breakdown group or bus for the parts that are going to live in this transition. That might include your breakbeat layers, bass, rave stab, ragga vocal chops, and FX. On that group, load up some simple stock devices to control the vibe. Use auto filter to shape the motion. Use echo for delay throws. Use reverb for space. And use utility if you need to check mono or trim the level a bit. A solid starting point is a low-pass filter that sweeps from open to dark, maybe starting around the top of the spectrum and closing down into the 300 to 800 Hz area. For echo, a quarter note or dotted eighth with feedback around 20 to 35% is a nice place to start. For reverb, keep the decay somewhere around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and roll off the low end so it doesn't turn muddy. If the whole stack gets too loud, pull the group down a few dB. You want drama, not mush. Now let's build the rewind illusion itself. Pick one element that the listener will recognize instantly. That could be a vocal tag like rewind, come again, or selecta. It could be a rave stab. It could be a snare hit from the break. The important thing is that one thing stays recognizable. That becomes the anchor through the chaos. Duplicate the clip, then reverse it. Tighten the clip boundaries, so you're only getting the most characterful part, and align it so it lands exactly on the downbeat or just before it. That landing point matters a lot. The rewind moment should feel like it snaps into place. If you want extra movement, automate a little clip gain or use auto filter to sweep the reversed sound down as it plays. You can also add a tiny pitch bend if it's a vocal or melodic stab. Keep it short. A rewind works best when it feels like a quick, physical pullback, not a long ambient drift. For a more aggressive version, layer a reversed stab with a reversed break hit and a little noise sweep, but don't overdo it. The classic rewind effect is stronger when it feels like a moment, not a collage. Next, let's give the breakbeat some jungle character. If you've got a classic break or a resampled drum loop, drag it into slice to new MIDI track and slice by transients. That makes each hit editable inside simpler. Then build a short breakdown pattern that starts with some normal energy, drops into a more halftime feel, and finishes with a snare pickup or retrigger that leads into the rewind. A nice approach is two bars of movement, where the first bar has a kick snare skeleton and some ghost hats. Then the second bar gets sparser and starts to feel like it's folding inward. Shorten a few hats, leave some space, and if you want a bit of old school swing, use the groove pool lightly. Keep the groove human. Over-quantized breaks can make the moment feel too clean and too modern. If the break feels too polished, resample it to audio and let it be a little rough. That roughness is part of the jungle aesthetic. Now we bring in the ragga energy. This is where the breakdown becomes a personality, not just a transition. Use a short vocal phrase, chant, or MC style cut. Rewind, come again, pull up, or select all work really well. The idea is call and response. The reversed hit or broken drum motion says, something's turning back, and the vocal answers with the hype. Process the vocal with EQ 8 first. High pass it so the low end stays out of the way. Then use gentle compression, enough to keep it steady without flattening it. Add echo with a darker tone, and if you want a little more grime, a subtle touch of redux can give it that lo-fi rave edge. You can also chop the vocal in simpler and trigger syllables rhythmically. That works especially well if you want a more MC-style jungle interruption. Keep it punchy. Keep it percussive. Ragga phrases usually hit hardest when they're short and confident. Now let's add the blend element, because the rewind moment should never feel empty by itself. A rave stab, P Piano chord, organ hit, or detuned synth wash is perfect here. This is the glue that connects the rewind into the next section. A minor 7 or suspended chord stab can sound especially classic. Run it through auto filter, echo, and reverb, and if you want, bounce it to audio and reverse part of it for one of the layers. For the sound design, something simple works best. Wave eatable or operator can make a great stab. Add a little saturator for thickness, some chorus ensemble for width, and then filter it downward so it feels like it's being pulled back through time. If the sound gets too wide, use utility to keep the low mids under control. You want nostalgia, not smear. Now we shape the transition with automation. This is where the rewind starts to feel convincing. 2 bars before the moment. Open the filter a little and send more signal into delay and reverb. Then on the last beat before the rewind, quickly close the filter down. At the rewind bar, cut the drums back and let the reversed hit and vocal own the spotlight. Then on the next bar, start bringing the energy back with a filtered drum re-entry or a bass teaser. A great trick is to automate pitch on a sampled stab down a few semitones, just enough to make it feel like the audio is being dragged backward. Subtlety is key. If you push it too hard, it turns into a gimmick. If you keep it controlled, it feels like a real transition device. Now let's talk bass, because this is drum and bass, and the bass return is everything. Don't just slam the full low end back and instantly unless that's the exact effect you want. Tease it first. Bring in filtered mid-bass or Reis harmonics before the sub returns. You can split your bass into layers. A sub and operator or wave-eatable. A mid-Reis layer with some detune or distortion, and maybe a top texture if you need extra presence. Keep the sub mono. High-pass the mid layer if needed so it doesn't crowd the low end. And during the rewind section, automate a low pass on the bass so it opens gradually over the breakdown. That gradual reveal keeps the listener locked in and makes the return feel much bigger. Now, a few extra teacher-style notes, because these are the details that make the difference. Use contrast and density. The breakdown should feel like it briefly empties out, even if there are still delays and tails hanging around. Bass is part of the effect. If every lane is full all the time, the rewind loses impact. Don't make the rewind too long. In most cases, 1 to 2 beats up to 1 bar is enough. If it drags on, the energy leaks away. And don't layer too many reversed elements unless you really know why each one is there. One main reverse source, one vocal cue, one atmospheric layer is often plenty. If everything reverses at once, the moment becomes blurry. If you want a heavier variation, try a fake out. Drop the drums out. Let the vocals say rewind. Then bring in just hats and a filtered Reis for 1 bar before the full drop. That kind of bait and switch is deadly in underground D&B. Another strong variation is a double rewind. Make one rewind moment, then bring a shorter pullback 1 or 2 bars later. That can be a killer fake out before the real drop. And here's a smart arrangement idea. Use the rewind as a section marker. Before it, maybe you've got a brick-led jungle groove. After it, maybe the tune shifts into a heavier Reis-led D&B feel. That makes the rewind feel like a door between two different parts of the track. Before you call it done, check the mix in mono. Retro rave breakdowns can get messy fast because of wide reverbs, reversed audio, and layered drums. Make sure the low end stays central, the rave stab doesn't get too wide, and there's no harsh buildup around the upper mids. If the breakdown collapses in mono, narrow the returns or reduce the width on the stab layer. And finally, test the whole thing at low volume. This is a great pro move. If the rewind reads clearly when it's quiet, it'll usually hit even harder on a club system. If it only works when it's loud, the arrangement probably needs more contrast. So to recap the workflow, choose a strong phrase boundary. Build a breakdown bus with filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Reverse a recognizable element and land it cleanly. Slice a breakbeat and shape it into a halftime, tension-building pattern. Add a rag of vocal chop as the call and response hook. Blend it with a rave stab or a chord wash. Automate the transition so the rewind feels intentional. Bring the bass back in layers, not all at once. Then check mono. Simplify if needed, and make sure the section still feels strong without relying on too many tricks. If you do it right, the result should feel like a classic jungle rewind moment, but with the clarity and control of a modern Ableton Live 12 arrangement. That's the sweet spot. Sound system memory, rave tension, and a drop that feels even bigger because you made the listener pull back for a second. Now go build it, resample it, and listen back like a dancer in the crowd. If it feels like the tune just said hold on before smashing back in, you've nailed it.